Hello, hello again. Greg Verga here, along with Rick Moore on Unfinished Music at msonewsports.com. And today our guest is Molly Finto Madigan. Welcome, Molly.
Thanks for having me.
We just lost all that great volume we had. I don't know what happened to it. Hi.
I can boost it up on this end.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's much better.
All right.
There you go.
Okay, everybody out there, let's take this again. This is Greg and Rick along with Molly Pinto Madigan. Molly, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much for having me.
So why don't you jump right into a tune, and then we'll have a little chat after that.
Sounds good.
Sea tossed vessel cliffside, drawing near. Oh, blood for blood, now I can hear your heart drum hungry in my ear. Balladeer, you've wandered here where roses grow so redolent this time of year, but do not fear, the sting of thorn pricks soon will disappear. It will not linger, sharp and sear. Kiss it clean for you, my dear. So austere, my brigadier, come meet me where the willows weep their verdant tears upon the piers, a bustling with parasols and sears, sucker suits the junketeers. Don't say the truth we've known for years. Have no fear, my balladeer, come meet me where the hazels lean in close to hear the words that we are trading now like stolen souvenirs. They will not tarnish, I'll revere that look of love you give me, dear. Oh, blood for blood, now I can hear your heart drum in my hungry
That's beautiful. I mean, you weren't even breathing. I mean, it was like, that was amazing. Wow.
Thank you.
I saw on, and we got so much to talk about, but I saw on the bio that Greg sent me that we put up on the website, something about homicidal mermaids.
Oh, yeah.
You got to explain that. And the nautical bent.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely have. I've always been drawn to the ocean. Ever since I was little, I've always loved swimming in the sea. And it's kind of found its way into my music. And on my second CD, which is called Wildwood Bride, I have a song called Siren, and it's told from the perspective of a mermaid who falls in love with all these men, but has this problem where she loves them and she just kills them all. So
okay, we'll have to get into the psychology of that.
Yeah, accidental, like they all drown. Cause,
oh,
you know.
Okay, we're still having trouble with this mic, Craig. I need more volume from your side.
How's that?
That's better. A little more.
Keep it coming.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because I got to keep it low on my side, or we get that static. I have a hard time. I think it's the Y chromosome thing, but I always have a hard time with lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I hear music first, and like I heard your beautiful voice to that first song, and it was dreamy actually. But I didn't hear the lyrics, and that's just my own thing. Okay.
No.
But what's cool is I can go on and find your lyrics, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's because a lot of people. I'm not the best at enunciating, I guess, because a lot of I fit a lot of words into the lines, so it's I know it's hard to catch my lyrics, so they're all on my website.
Yeah, and some of your poetry is ethereal. It's sometimes almost otherworldly. How did you get into that?
I don't know. It's just like I've always been interested in kind of different like Celtic and different mythologies and kind of fairy lore and fairy tales and all that. So. I read that and I absorb it and then spit it out into my songs.
Have you read Tolkien? Have you read Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Of course you have. And Madigan, is that Irish?
It is. It is.
Have Irish. You been over there?
Once.
Where'd you go?
I went to Galway. And so, I went to Dublin for briefly, and then mm-hmm. My family and I spent a couple of weeks in Galway City.
Okay.
It was when I graduated from college, so I went with my mom, my sister, and my dad, and we actually cruised over. We took a boat over.
Ooh, wow.
Nice.
To England, then went down to Tuscany, and then to Ireland. So
wow, you went to two of the three places that we love. We haven't been in Tuscany, my wife insists, but we're going back to Ireland. Love Ireland.
Yeah, I loved it, and I love Tuscany too, because I'm half Italian, half Irish. So.
There you go, and I'm married. I'm Irish, and I'm married to an Italian.
It's so a good combination,
you gotta,
right?
Yeah, so our daughter is the same as you. That's pretty cool. Sorry to interrupt there, young man.
No, that's all right. I'm Italian, married to an Irish woman, so...
Oh, there you go. See,
there you go. We all have something in common there.
There you go.
Welcome to the family.
The same color flag with a little bit of a different shade.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. One's faded a little bit. Sun bleached.
So how did you get started in music? Were you involved in other arts before you shifted over to singing and playing guitar?
I started taking piano lessons when I was little, and then I kind of bumped around different instruments, did a little violin, a little drums, guitar, went back to piano. I went to school at Salem State for classical piano, and then kind of started doing the singer-songwriter thing when I graduated from there, and I got sick of lugging around a keyboard, so I was like, going to get better on guitar. So much lighter.
What was your experience like at Salem in terms of... The writing and the singing. I mean, can you go back on a particular course that really resonated with you for either of those?
Yeah. So I had I knew I wanted to do music by the time I kind of settled on going to college. I took a gap year, and in that time, I took a couple of classes with an ethnomusicologist at Salem State. I was really interested in different world musics. So I took two ethnomusicology classes during my gap year, and I was like, this is where I want to go. And also Salem State has a really good English department, so I minored in English because I looked at like Berkeley and I thought about it, but I write novels on the side, so I really wanted a strong...
About homicidal mermaids, right?
That was actually based on a short story I wrote okay. I made into a song. It all recycles.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we hit up one of your recordings, something from, you're finishing up your third CD, is that right?
I finished it.
You finished it, so we'll talk about that. But
okay.
Why don't we pull something off your first CD from what you sent us? What would you like us to
do? Sure. I sent you one from my second CD. My first CD is is really all, solo, kind of
okay.
crummy stuff, older stuff. So how about Here Comes the Night? That's from second CD, Wildwood Bride.
Yeah, that's the first one that pops up on Spotify.
Cool.
I've listened to it quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right, so Here Comes the Night. Thank you. back again. And why don't you tell us a bit about that particular song and then the process of recording that CD?
Sure. So that song, I don't remember too much about writing it. I wrote it a couple summers ago. And then so I recorded it at Dirt Floor, which is a studio in Connecticut. I drove down there in the winter of 2014, I think, and recorded it there, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Do you have a band you work with, or do you have use people who were down the area?
So for that one, it was just me and the guy who produced the album, who owns the studio. He played a bunch of different instruments.
Okay.
So he played like electric guitar and played drums and everything. For the new album, it's a little different. I brought in musicians that I work with.
All right. Well, let's not bury the lead, because that's the reason you're here mm-hmm. now, is to promote the new CD. So why don't you talk about that? You know, that's a little more exciting, I guess, because it's so new.
Sure. So that one is coming out September 1st. I have a pre-sale for it on Pledge Music. But I recorded in Waltham a little more locally at a studio called Riverview Sound. And all three of my CDs have 12 songs, and this one is 12 originals, and it's exciting.
Right, I want to ask about that, because it's Elm State, English and writing and mm-hmm. And music, the combination. And we were talking a little bit during the song, and I do want to ask you about that, because you had mentioned that you have written poetry, and you've written prose as well,
mm-hmm.
short stories, okay.
And novels.
And novels, okay. Yeah, we're
working
gonna
on my fifth.
We got to talk about that, because, see, I'm a science fiction fan.
Yeah.
And I see you got some fantasy involved in your music.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm looking forward to this stuff here, where it's going. But did you... have you put any of your poetry that you wrote earlier or separately to mm-hmm. music, or do you just create all at once, the song and the lyrics at the same time?
It's a good question. So I was saying in the break, I started out writing before I got really into songwriting. I started writing poetry, and I did that from a young age. And then I kind of made the switch over to songwriting because I felt like I was getting more into music, and the poems that I was writing was starting to feel like, okay, this is like a song without any music to it. But I hadn't put any of my poems to music until this past February. I took a form poem, a villanelle, that I had written a couple years ago and set it to music. Usually I write the music first and then kind of write lyrics that fit the musical lines.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And so I was like, as a songwriter, I, for the past almost 4 years, I've challenged myself to write at least one new song each month, and I've kept to that. So I get bored, and I'm always trying to find new angles. Like, well, how can I make this different? So back in February, I was like, what can I do? I was like, I have this villanelle. Let's try putting it to music.
And villanella.
Villanelle, yeah.
What's that mean?
It's a very specific
form of
poem.
Poetry.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's like
a sonnet and all that. Okay,
it's like tercets. It's like
I got you.
Three lines, and then it's like you have to alternate this line with this line. It's easier to see. Look it up. It's easier to
okay,
see like
there you go.
Written out, because if I explain it, like I ooh, won't ooh, even ooh. Understand it.
Is it? Did it find its way on the new CD?
It did not.
All right. Is it something you are ready to? Is it ready for prime time? Do you want
to? Do you want me to play it?
Yeah,
I can.
All right, and this is called what?
I call it Villanelle.
Villanelle.
For lack of a better name. Oh, God, titles are the worst. They're like my least favorite thing to come up with. Let's see. So I wrote this for the poem for a friend of mine who passed away. Let's see, what key do I do this in? And I'm a little sick, so bear with my voice.
Thank you.
Your silence falls on everything. Everything. The snowdrops bloom a paler white. Oh, now you'll never see the spring. I strain my ears with listening, listening. Into the night, are you all right? Oh, your silence falls on. And buds are battening, battening. Unfazed, it seems, by all this blight. Flowers bring, flowers bring. For one in love with endless night, oh, your silence falls on everything. I see the snowdrops withering, withering. Replaced by bleeding heartstrings bright. Oh, now you'll never see the spring. So the sun set on your suffering with dying light. Why didn't you fight? Your silence falls on everything. Oh, and now you'll never see the spring.
Very, very nice.
Oh my God! Did that song help you grieve?
Yeah.
I mean, the poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm over here crying. Jeez, I have a friend who's in deep trouble with health wise, and it's beautiful lyrics. That's
Thank
beautiful.
You very much.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Wow, a young kid like that doing. I don't know how they do this.
And I have to apologize for blasting out your ears during that. We had a little technical difficulty.
Yeah, we're having some trouble with the audio. So
I think we've got it resolved.
No, we're not. No, not even close. But it's not bothering her except when we did that loud thing. You kept your concentration, and that was that was amazing. And you wrote that when?
I'm trying to think. I wrote the song in February. I wrote the poem.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
The poem. Maybe like 2013.
And what was your age? Well, never mind. I want to get into that. But you obviously very, very
early 20s.
Very young. Yeah. Powerful, powerful stuff. Wow.
Thank you.
Can I ask now, leaving Salem State with your degrees, what happened after that? What did you do and what are you doing?
I had gone through Salem State being like, I don't want to perform. I was thinking I wanted to be an ethnomusicologist and really study music from a more academic angle, and then towards the end of it, I was like, enough with studying, I'm going to perform. I really fell in love with writing, both fiction and music, and so I perform, mostly full-time is performing, and then a little bit on the side, I teach private music lessons.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what are some of your... You have stuff coming up that you're booked for. You do public shows and stuff. People, so you want to mention a few of those?
Sure. Yeah, I do a lot of restaurant gigs and stuff. But then I'm playing Friday. I'm playing at the Denham Square Coffee House in Denham. I have a big show coming up. It's a pre-CD release show in Waltham on August 9th. That's my next big show. And then I play I have a couple things in Beverly, Salem. Things coming up. You can see. On my Facebook page, I keep a pretty deep, I'm pretty good about keeping the events page updated.
And how do we get to your Facebook page?
It's facebook.com/MollyPintoMadigan.
Molly Pinto Madigan. And one more question on this topic. Usually when people come in here, like to ask about any weird or memorable gig that they've had, anything out of the ordinary. Now, you're a very, very young person. And I don't know how much experience you've had, so it's a tough question to ask. But do you have anything that stands out as either weird or different in a performance or something that was unusually good, surprising, that kind of thing? See, I knew it.
There's got to be something. I'm trying to think. Unusual.
We can come back to that.
Let me think about that.
Sure.
Some cool things I've done. I take ballroom dance lessons, and so I've used my song. It's not a performance, but I performed with them in showcases, to Here Comes the Night, that song you played from my second, I did a Viennese waltz to that. And the title track of my new one, The Cup Overflows, I did a Roomba with back in February with my teacher. That's
nifty.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, well, speaking of that second CD, why don't we play another song off of that? Any preference of...
Or the second one? I don't think I sent you any other ones from the second one.
Okay, so all the other stuff from the upcoming?
From the new one.
Oh, beautiful. Then this will be sort of a world premiere here?
Yeah.
All right, so what would you like to start with?
What did I send you?
Okay,
let me... The Cup Overflows? I know I sent you that one.
We did Seven Tears. You've got The Cup Overflows, Wormwood, Kelpie Lullaby, which I loved.
You want to hear that one?
Yeah.
Sure,
Let's do that one. All right, and then you can explain it.
All right,
here we go.
Silver bells and cockle shells and winking wells of pink and gray, my love. Chime and ring, my babe, to sing you home upon. Upon the night, fly away,
That takes me to another place. That is unbelievable.
Thank
and
you, so
you know,
much.
thoughts of the Lord of the Rings came into my mind too. But so much to ask you about that song. It is otherworldly. It's incredible, and I
Thank
love
you
it.
Very much.
The guitar part, the ding 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 ding. That is that one note?
Yeah, it's two strings.
Oh, two strings. Okay.
But it's
yes.
It's out of tune, but.
That's so unusual, and it's so haunting. Where did you come up with that?
Because if you write enough songs on the guitar, you get kind of like, well, what can I do differently? So I have a couple where I'm like, let me just play two or three strings and kind of see what comes up.
You know, in rock, you tell me about rock and roll. In rock and roll, you do a chord, you repeat a chord over and over again. Is that basically, you know, pretty basic stuff? Do you have stuff like what I just heard? I mean, that was weird. Good weird.
Yeah, my band, actually, we do a lot of that type of stuff.
Yeah?
A lot of open chords and a lot of different tunings.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
If you kind of approach it like an experiment and like playful with it, it's like, yeah. What can I do differently?
That's different. I don't think I've ever heard. To me, it was one note
mm-hmm.
throughout the whole song
yeah.
with the same rhythm, not changing, not going.
Check.
Well, there we go. Maybe it's because I didn't have my mic on. So what we just talked about, I don't think got out there, but that's fine. We won't go over the whole thing again. But tell me about the genesis of that song, because that is so different, so ethereal,
and to me
so haunting, and I loved it.
Thank you very much. I just was kind of like thought about writing a lullaby, but in a lot of like Celtic music, you have these lullabies that are super creepy and haunting. They're like
I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, there's like a couple in Gaelic there was one I'm thinking about in particular that it's in Gaelic, but the translation's like "don't go to sleep," but it's a lullaby, and it's like so that kind of that weird like it's like there are people at the door and like it's I like that like that kind of juxtaposition of like creepy but also soothing and like a kind of more like hypnotic. Than really like reassuring, you know.
I'm glad you said it because that's the feeling I got. Was like, okay, this is quiet and soothing, but don't close your eyes because
<Right. laughs>
there's something around the corner.
Yeah. So and then I kind of a Kelpie is a Celtic water horse that has a penchant for drowning people.
Damn.
So you add that layer to it, and
oh,
it's
God.
Like really don't go to sleep.
No. Well, I thought Kelpie was a play on kelp. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's a water horse that's like usually appears as this like black horse in the ocean, or it can be a different body of water, and it like lures people to ride on its back and then rushes into the water and drowns them.
Whoa.
Or it can also then it can change its shape and appear as like a handsome young man or like different
like a shapeshifter. Yeah. And I'm gonna. I had the mic off. It was my fault. Okay, this time. But the one note thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to repeat that I've. I thought that was. I think it's really artistic. It's really tremendous. Again, without changing it, because usually in a song you'll go to a chorus or something, right? And then you'll go back to the bang bang. But that was the whole thing. I liked it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Well, do you want to play something else for us?
Sure.
I mean, we don't want your voice to conk out.
No, I think it's all right.
Okay.
It's just a little scratchy.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Molly was sending me Facebook messages this morning saying she woke up with a sore throat, so full disclosure out there.
If that's a sore throat, I got to go see
I got to give you one of those.
It's bad, man. I'll play This Is another song from that album.
From the forthcoming album?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the album's called The Cup Overflows. And if you're interested, if you pre-order it on my Pledge Music site, which is like pledgemusic.com/MPM, then you get to, right away, you can download like Kelpie Lullaby. You can download this song, Seven Tears. I have a bunch of songs up there, and I'm already starting to get CDs ready to ship if you pre-order.
All right.
This is a song I wrote called Once Upon a Time. Once I loved a man with hair like raven, with long and gentle hands, oh his hands, oh his hands, laid down my sorrow, his blue eyes breaking with far too few tomorrows, tomorrows. Once upon a time, his smile stayed with me, and oh, I knew my mind, knew my mind, knew my mind. No need to convince, he swept in quickly, like some fair fabled prince, without him, the fairy tale grows dim. Oh, the ivy tossed and twined, he was mine, without him. Song, stilted rhyme, he was mine. So I'll take to the briar, grow bones of winter. Oh, I'll be blissful wild, dine on the west wind. Drink down the ocean and make my body thin, without him. I'll wed this mountain, oh, a love of stone and pine will be mine, without him. Song all brackish wine, he was mine. Up on the hillside, faithful to no one, a feral crow crown bride. Crow crown bride, I'll wear my hair long with twigs to tangle, and singing still my song, is he gone without him? I'll make this mountain, oh, my
mine without him. I'll wear my throat thin. My song a stilted rhyme. He was mine.
When you play out, it's typically solo. Do you have any plans to go with the band that from the album? Or?
Good question. I do have a couple shows booked with, like, I'll bring, like, the bass player who played on my album. Mm-hmm. His name's Barry Gross. He plays upright bass. He's playing with me on August 9th in Waltham. So I have a couple shows with them. But
In the bio, it says that you competed in a nationwide A&R search by Chesky Records, beating out over 3,500 artists to make it to the top two. What was that about? What was that like?
So you know how, I think it was through Reverb Nation, I think.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and you send out to all these things and you, like, never get anything. It's like, oh, I'm wasting money. And so I actually got Chesky Records in New York. They had, like, a contest for singer-songwriters, and I got picked as a finalist. Then they have, like, voting, and they put you up against, it's like, they put you in brackets, and you're up against this one, and then this day everyone votes, and you have to hound all your fans to vote, and then they have people, like, on that follow them, and they'll vote, and so I made it I came in second.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. You know?
No, a lot wrong with that.
No. I love it when kids at the high school used to wear a T-shirt, the football team, to, you know, second place is the first loser. And I say, well, would you take second place at the Olympics?
Yeah.
Being the second best ever? You know, nothing wrong with that. Did you have to compete, or did you send stuff in? How'd that work?
It was all online voting. Okay. They take, like, I think you had to...
You got some fans out there then.
It was really nice. People were,
unless,
like,
you got a big family.
No. People were, like, sharing it on Facebook and everything. It was cool. Nice. Even though I lost, which was very frustrating, I felt good about it because, it, like, people were so nice. Like, all the people I know were sharing it, and I was like, oh, it's like a wonderful life or something. I was like,
very nice.
I have such nice friends.
Good.
All right, let me do a quick station identification. This is Greg Verga along with Rick Moore on Unfinished Music at msonewsports.com. And today our guest is Molly Pinto Madigan. Hello again, Molly.
Hello.
And so far, so good. This has been really, really nice. Haunting songs, wouldn't you say?
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
That comes up a lot, the haunting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially the Kelpie. I love it.
Kelpie. Yeah. We learned something today.
Kelpie. I got to go see what those things.
Don't go riding on any black horses in the water.
But I got to think, I got to go take a look what they look like now. I'm going to have to take a look at that when we're done here.
There's some really good artwork, like... I
can imagine.
Go through Google Images and be like,
I see some gigantic fantasy type blockbuster movie with your soundtrack on it. I mean, that's definitely
that would be nice.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, get those synchronization fees. That'd be great.
There you go. Can use the cash.
Yeah, that's always nice. So your stuff, obviously, I don't know if you mentioned it when you were talking about where they could get it, but I've heard a lot of it on Spotify, so you're out in all the usual places.
Yeah, iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp.
Yeah, so if you're out there listening, open another window on your computer and while you're listening to the show, and go check out Spotify and start following Molly and her Facebook page. And we've got some time here. Why don't we hear one more track from the forthcoming album? We're going to go out on an additional track from there, but let's see what would you like us to
hear? How about Seven Tears? That's
Seven.
The one
cool,
I've kind
I like
of
that
been...
one, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Go with the ocean thing.
Seven
here
Tears, here we go.
Hey, my girl, what's the matter here? I don't know what you're looking for, but I've swallowed seven of your tears, seven sugared spheres that you see were poured. And I could love you. Hey, my girl, I don't know his name, but I know I could love you more than him who put all that pretty pain in those tarnished, tasty tears you bore. I'll show you what to do.
To go along with that tune, so very nice. Rick, why don't you say some of the stuff you're saying during the break, just so people out there know what we were feeling.
The creativity of that. I can't hear myself. Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
The creativity of that song was totally different. I'm just banging a gong over here. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
The other song, the kelp, was it the kelpie song where you played the one note? In my mind it was one note, but it's I guess it was two. Throughout the entire song without changing the beat or changing anything, and then the drums at the beginning of this one was almost like a chorus behind you. Explain how that worked out.
Yeah, so I usually play, when I play it out and when I was writing it, I play like this muted kind of percussive thing on the guitar because I don't have drums with me.
You can't play the guitar and the drums at the same time.
Well, maybe with my feet or something.
Okay, okay.
So when I was recording it, I went into the studio and I had sent the track to Dylan Seavey, who's now in Nashville, but he played all the percussion, most of the percussion. There's one song where he didn't, and so he came in and he was like, yeah, I came up with this. What if I played this on the toms? And when it's the man speak, because the song is a conversation between the ocean, who's a man, and this young woman that he's trying to seduce. And so he's like, when the man's speaking, I'm going to play this, and then it'll be like this when the woman's speaking. And he came, like, it was this crazy detailed, like, I was like, yes, it's perfect.
All right, but the lyrics, what you just said, explain those.
So it's a conversation. Seven tears. There's this like legend, more Celtic legend, that if a woman cries like seven tears into the ocean, then usually it's like a selkie, a seal man will come out of the ocean and sweep her off her feet. And so that's where the title came from. So the song itself is, if you see it written out, it's hard to kind of hear when it's just me singing it, but it's, all the lines that start with, "Hey, my girl," that's the ocean speaking, a man. And then the ones that start with, "Hey, my love," that's her responding to him.
All right.
How come you don't write stuff like that?
I just write the music, and Ricky Diamond writes the lyrics for us.
Okay.
And if anybody heard some squawking in the background, that's my guinea hen out in the yard.
Yeah,
she eats a lot of ticks.
The door's open, too.
She eats ticks?
She eats tons of ticks.
Oh, that's handy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, but that was one of them. If you had seven or eight of those, they'd be really loud. Right there, the pump brick. You got to put the little gizmo out. There you go. So why don't we, we've got some time. Why don't we have one more live song, a little bit of chat, and then we'll say our goodbyes?
Sure.
All right. What are you going to play for us?
I don't know.
All right, great. Let's start with that one.
Like putting her on the spot there.
No, I never. That's how I roll. I like never use that list because I'm lazy, but also because I'm like, oh, just see what I feel moved to play. So this is another one from the album, and this is, I mentioned that I write novels. I was finishing up, not last summer, the summer before. Finishing up a novel that's a retelling of Little Red Riding Hood in modern day times. And I was writing this song, which was for a songwriter's round, and we were given a prompt. So we had to write a song about checkers, like the game. And so I was like writing this story, and I was like, all right, I'm going to write Red Checkered Shirt. So a little bit kind of merged, and it's a little bit Little Red Riding Hoodie.
All right. So checkers the game, not Nixon's dog, right? Little history for you. Richard Nixon. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Greg. Come on, look at the age here. Come on.
Hey, I should know that.
No, listen, not necessarily.
He became president the year I was born, so I didn't know too much about it.
I like to forget all that stuff. So that's politics.
All right, red checkered shirt. Let's give it a whirl.
Down on my bed, got a world's worth of worry running wild in my head. Oh, you weary, are you wearing your hurt? Just like a patch on the pocket of your red checkered shirt. So, my lover, let me lighten your load. Shrug off your shirt, it smells like cigarettes and dust from the road. But darling, don't misunderstand. Got a thing for a wild-hearted traveling man. But the winter's long. Oh, the winter's so long. Call my Robin with your red checkered shirt. Boots the track in the crushed leaves and pine forest dirt. Come to me, crowned in brambles and thyme. I've got a throat full of heartache and a rambling mind. Your story's untold on your skin. The smell of evergreen echoes blown down from the mountain. This longing, it's hitting me bad to see you there with that wolfish smile and red checkered plaid. The winter's long. Oh, the winter is so long. Oh, sweetheart, it just isn't fair. Your silhouette in the doorframe, with snow in your hair. But darling, don't misunderstand. I've got a thing for you, honey, and I want you to be my man. Call my baby, lay down on my bed. The world is hard, and you need a soft place to lay your head. Love, I'm weary, yeah, I'm wearing my hurt. Just like a patch on the pocket of your red checkered shirt. The winter's long. Oh, the winter's so long.
Very nice red checkered shirt.
Thank you.
It's sort of like what I'm wearing today.
There we go.
In honor of the song.
Of course. We planned it.
I want to ask you about humming in music, because a lot of people do it very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can't do it very well at all. But how do you incorporate that? When do you decide to do that and to carry? I don't know if it's a different tune, but mm-hmm. it's awesome. I love it. So how do you fit that into your songwriting?
Good question. I haven't really thought so much about it. It's kind of like, if I'm I usually do it more at the end of songs. I have a couple. It's on the recording too. A couple of songs end with humming, and I haven't really. It's not like a conscious thing. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, well, I don't want to sing the lyrics again, and it's kind of like, I feel like it's a nice. It's like halfway between silence and singing. It's like kind of brings the song down back into silence.
And to me, when it's done in songs that I like, it adds. I mean, it's your voice. It adds another voice. It's sort of almost like another instrument.
Yeah,
without
it's like
the
another
lyrics.
Texture, kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. So, humming. All right. Well, let's do some thank yous and some housekeeping. First of all, thank you, Molly, for joining
us
today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So no problem at all. And so, Molly, Pinto Madigan, her new CD will be out, but you can pre-order it now. Go to GoFundMe, but
it's Pledge Music.
PledgeMusic.com/MPM,
which wants to autocorrect all the time to Mom. And I'm like, no, why did I pick that?
And be sure to go follow her on Spotify and all the other usual suspects. So some quick housekeeping. I just want to give a plug to one of our past guests, Pierre Av. They put out a new CD called Conquer, which is available at shops like One Ocean, One Love and Common Crow, or to pierreavmusic.com. And wait, we're going to cue up the last song we're going to go on is...
Wormwood.
Mm-hmm. So, again, Greg Berger, Rick Moore here on Unfinished Music and msonewsports.com. Coming up on August 2nd, we have Fosse Jaw. On September 6th, we have Delvis, also known as Dennis Dulong. And don't forget our first anniversary concert at the Mile Marker on August 27th from 4 to 9. Got a lot of great bands, 6 bands and 5 solo acts. So check out the Facebook page for Unfinished Music, and you'll find a lot of great info. Thanks again for listening.
Oh, it's bitter grows the wormwood gray, and cheerless says the springing time. For my own true love came home today, home to a bed that isn't mine. Stay. today.